When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, your inside look into the best of Vice. It's Monday, August 6th. I'm Sophie Casis. Today, we're revisiting one of our favorite topics, MoviePass, and looking into all the major changes the service has made in the past 6 months. MoviePass, the too-good-to-be-true subscription-based movie ticketing service, took the U.S. by storm in 2017 when they offered a truly incredible deal. For only $10 a month, you could see up to one movie a day. And remember, movies today in places like New York City cost somewhere between $12 and $15. But the company that runs MoviePass has made a lot of big changes in the past 6 months that have left customers with many questions. Mainly, is MoviePass dying? I sat down with Motherboard reporter Kaylee Rogers to find out. So Kaylee, what are some of the major changes we've seen to MoviePass in the past 6 months?
So MoviePass has been updating their terms of service basically every other month this year. So there's been a lot of major changes. They banned class action lawsuits, so their users are not allowed to sue them anymore. They parted ways with AMC theaters and sort of put something in the terms of service being like, make sure you check the app because our theaters might change day to day. They removed a guarantee that they would let users know of price changes ahead of time. They're not going to do that anymore. Just a ton of stuff every single month.
What do you think some of the biggest or most controversial changes have been that have really gotten MoviePass fans kind of riled up?
I think the two biggest ones would be surge pricing, which is what I'm calling it. Some people are calling it because it's similar to how Uber increases their prices during times of high demand or areas of high demand. They started doing that for certain movies. So if it's opening night of a really popular movie at a really popular theater, you have to pay an extra fee on top of your MoviePass ticket. They also changed it so that you could only see each movie once. It used to be you could see the movie as many times as you want. The only limit is one movie per day. But now once you've seen that movie with your MoviePass, that's it. No more viewings. And that one really upset people because a lot of people would maybe only go two or three times a month. But if they really liked this one movie, they'd go see it with their mom and then go see it with their friend and then go see it with their girlfriend. And now it's not an option.
MoviePass always seemed too good to be true to me, and it kind of seems like that's the case now. It was too good, and it's changing, and it's becoming less of a good deal. But I think what people are wondering is, do all of these changes in the past 6 months indicate that MoviePass is dying, or is there some catch that we don't see? We did a previous podcast about MoviePass a few months ago, and that episode sort of focused on how the company was collecting subscribers' data and how possibly that was the company's sort of big money-making scheme. But I haven't heard much about that in the past few months. So what do we know now?
Basically, what's happening with MoviePass is they're trying to work out their business model while having an active pool of customers, which is not necessarily great practice, but they're trying to figure out if there's a way that they can make this work, if they can make it profitable, which it's not now. It's like hemorrhaging money. And they have a few ideas. I know the data thing was one of them. Another one that they've maybe thrown out there is asking the theaters that they partner with to get a share of the concession stand revenue, because that's where movie theaters actually make the bulk of their money. And because MoviePass is bringing more people to the movies, they're hoping they can strike some kind of deal. Those are two of the possible options. And in the meantime, they're trying to work out the kinks and, you know, get rid of people who are abusing it and taking advantage and making it so that they're constantly spending more money than they're bringing in.
Gotcha. So before we look towards the future of the company, I want us to talk a little bit about its past. Because something that a lot of people don't know is that while MoviePass got big in 2017 when its founder changed the business model and created that amazing, too good to be true $10 deal that we know today, it had actually been running its business for about 6 years before that. What was its business model then? Was it successful? And what's kind of been the trajectory of MoviePass?
Right. So MoviePass started in 2011 and had a very different business model. At first, it was like invite only. And I can't remember the exact price, but it was much more expensive. It was more than $10 a month for unlimited movies, essentially. And they sort of played around with different models. But because they were small and growing, they were able to stay on their feet and just kind of keep things trucking along. And then last summer, after being bought by a major Silicon Valley investment firm, they changed their model and they said, okay, $10 a month, you can see a new movie every single day. And it just exploded. Tons of people were like, well, that sounds great. Even if this doesn't last more than a couple months, I'll probably get my money's worth. And jumped on, and it kind of grew faster than it could handle. And now it's sort of a race against the clock. They've got all these subscribers. They have this potential to maybe be profitable. But if they run out of investor money before that happens, then it's all just going to explode.
All right. So let's look to the future now. What do you think the future of MoviePass will be after all of these changes we've seen in the past 6 months?
I think we're going to continue to see a lot more turmoil and changes to how they're presenting things and what the rules are for their users. It's going to be interesting to see whether that results in them finding a way to turn a profit and taking advantage of this huge customer base that they have. It's possible that they could end up going bankrupt and just kind of crumbling. So it's sort of an experiment right now to see which way it'll go. But I don't think it's a guarantee. I know a lot of people are kind of just like throwing up their hands and saying this company is dead in the water. But they have investor money. There have been a lot weaker business models that have succeeded for a lot longer. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Do you have MoviePass?
I do.
I don't.
I have MoviePass. I got it. I was an early adopter. Well, early adopter in the craze last year. No, this year. I paid $90 for a year subscription. And in New York, the average movie ticket is about $12, I think.
$15. I checked this morning at an AMC theater and it was $15.
So I got my money's worth pretty quickly. Like, I've already gotten several free movies for what I paid. So I'm pretty content with it. And I didn't really want to see the same movie 8 times in a month. And I don't really like going to the movies on like opening night when it's really busy and there's a ton of people going. So all the changes haven't really bothered me as a customer, but I can understand why a lot of other people are upset by them. And the fact that just things are changing so quickly, you know, you sign up for one thing and 2 months later, it's a completely different service.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kaylee.
Thank you.
To read Kaylee's full article, go to motherboard.vice.com. That's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. And make sure to tune in again on Wednesday for another Vice Guide to Right Now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.